ADDIE is an instructional design model that helps instructors, instructional designers, and training specialists plan and create instruction. The ADDIE model is used to create all kinds of instruction, from teaching high school students about calculus to training doctors on how to use state-of-the-art medical equipment. In this presentation, however, we will use simpler examples to illustrate the ADDIE principles. The ADDIE model includes 5 phases: analysis, design, development, implementation, and evaluation. Let's take a closer look at the first phase, the analysis phase. Doing a thorough analysis before developing and implementing training can save a lot of time and resources. The analysis phase generally consists of 4 subphases: the development of instructional goals, an instructional analysis, a learner analysis, and the development of learning objectives. So let's talk for a minute about the first step, developing instructional goals. Let's say you have a friend that wants you to teach him how to make pizza. Better yet, his mom wants you to teach him how to make pizza. To do this effectively, you would have to clearly define what the goal of this little training would be. Does she want him to know how to build every type of pizza, from 4 cheese to Alfredo chicken to stuffed crust? Or does she just have a certain type of pizza in mind? Finding out and making a clear instructional goal can save a lot of time and effort. In this case, you would simply have to talk to your friend's mom. She's your client. Once you have clearly defined what your instructional goals are, you will be better equipped to develop the instruction. So let's say that your friend's mom wants him to learn how to make a simple pepperoni pizza. That's the instructional goal. Good. Now we can move on to the next part of the analysis phase, instructional analysis. During the instructional analysis, a curriculum creator defines and writes out all of the steps necessary to carry out the instructional goals. Now, this phase is often not as simple as it seems. In our pizza analogy, it sounds easy enough at first. Just roll out the dough, throw on the sauce, cheese, and pepperoni, and toss it in the oven, right? Well, it's actually a lot more complicated. Your friend has to know how to make dough or where to buy it. He needs to know what techniques and tools are required to roll it out. He needs to know the ingredients of the sauce and how to spread it out evenly. There are basic steps, but each step can have its own sub-steps. A finished instructional analysis is a chart that looks something like this. It is very specific and outlines the goal steps learners need to have to achieve the instructional goal. Many instructional designers are continually adding to and refining their instructional analysis as they go through the other steps of designing training. The next part of the analysis phase is the learner analysis. This is when you find out what your learners already know about the subject at hand. When you have a specific set of learners, and our example just one guy, it's a lot easier to do a learner analysis. Just call him and talk to him. If your learning audience is bigger, say 10th grade physics students at the Clark County School District, you may have to do more research and even conduct interviews and surveys. Knowing where your learners stand regarding your subject helps you know how much or how little you need to teach them. Say you talk to your friend and find out he's a connoisseur of spaghetti sauces and knows how to make a delicious one by heart. Well, then you know you don't have to go into much detail when talking to him about making pizza sauce. If you hadn't done a learner analysis and found that out, you could have wasted a lot of time and effort teaching him something he already knew about. Step 4 is creating learning objectives. Learning objectives are what students should be able to do when instruction is completed. They are usually in the form of skills, attitude, or knowledge. A good way to write a learning objective is to fill in the following sentence. By the time a student finishes this course, he or she should be able to blank. This is another time when we have to be very specific and use strong verbs that specifically define student performance. In our example, we know our instructional goal is to teach your friend how to make a pizza, but we need to be more specific with our learning objectives. Based on what we learned in our instructional analysis and learner analysis, we can come up with some good learning objectives, like this. At the end of our course, our student should be able to describe how to make pizza dough from scratch, demonstrate how to roll it out evenly, show how to add sauce, cheese, and pepperoni correctly, explain at what temperature the pizza needs to be cooked and for how long. Knowing what our learning objectives are is going to go a long way in helping us design our course. So, that's a basic overview of the analysis phase of the ADDIE model. Can you see how doing this groundwork before creating instructional materials can help you utilize your resources better? Good. Next, we'll talk about the design phase. Thanks for watching.